D. Opposition to globalization furthers communist ideology. Along with the advancement of globalization came anti-globalization campaigns. Large-scale violent protests on November 30, 1999, in Seattle, against the WTO ministerial conference marked the onset of such campaigns. Three large-scale international conferences in 2001, the Summit of the Americas meeting in Quebec, Canada, the European Union Summit in Gothenburg, Sweden, and the Group of Eight Economic Summit in Genoa, Italy, were also beset by such demonstrations. In 2002, Florence, Italy, saw an unprecedented large-scale anti-globalization demonstration that drew 1 million participants. Worldwide anti-globalization campaigns have drawn participants from a variety of backgrounds. A vast majority of them have been left-wing opponents of capitalism writ large, including labor unions, environmental organizations, also hijacked and infiltrated by communism, as well as victims of globalization and the underprivileged. As a result, the public, whether supporters or opponents of globalization, have ended up inadvertently serving the ends of communism.